Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped. Through his blood,
step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Heal the liver. Turn situations around. Put a new song in the mouth of your people. Let someone, because of the encounter in this service, in this service, have a reason to leap and dance for joy. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Just lift those hands. Onyoma, Onyoma, that's the God we serve.
Onyoku, Onyoku, that's the God you are.
Sing it with meaning. Sing it with passion. Sing it with affection. All over. Those of you in the gallery, those of you in the overflow, wherever you are, sing it. Let it be a pleasure. There is a distribution of the goodness of the Lord. Good things are happening by the Spirit. I'm telling you, there is a distribution of the goodness of the Lord. There is a distribution. There is a distribution of the goodness of the Lord. Father, we bless you. We honor you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering of praise. Come on, give the Lord a mighty clap offering of praise. Do you really know how to praise the Lord and Lamb? Do you know what praise is? Do you really know what praise is? Praising our King. You don't praise like this. You don't praise like this. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome everyone by your side to church. Make sure nobody sitting to your left and to your right will remain strangers. Get to know them and let them get to know you. Introduce yourselves. Now call them by their names. Let them know that you genuinely know them. Now, hold that neighbor Ask him, how long have you been in church? Is there anyone of them around telling you, I'm just new? Okay, if they are new, help me welcome them specially. Tell them, good God bless you. Come on, give them a good God bless you. Thank you for coming. Now, for all of you who have been in church for some time, do you know God's word to us this year, 2025? If you know it, with all audacity of faith, with all boldness of the Spirit, declare it and let everybody around you know that you know. It's our year of? It's our year of what? Somebody say new favors, new open doors, new harvests, new dimensions. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. These words are so important. So important. Tell your neighbor, the prophetic word only works when it is walked. Now help me ask your neighbor, have you been seeing quantum leaps open doors in your life this year? Well, what did he answer? No, don't. I don't want a religious answer. Let's be very, very factual. Somebody said, no, it's not fact, it's faith. Faith is fact. There are natural facts and there are spiritual facts. Help me turn to that neighbor, say, have you seen quantum leaps order of favors in your life this year? How many of you have been seeing it? And we have 7 months already gone. We're in the 8th month. So we just have about 4.5 months. But thank God that the game doesn't end in the first half. Why is the Holy Spirit bringing us this word? Exactly what I taught is what I'm going to still teach again. Stop receiving the grace of God in vain. Stop having prophetic words. Shout amen. And then live your life ordinarily and you won't even be able to trace whether what God has said is happening in your life. Stop it. If you keep living that way, after a while, you're going to be spiritually disoriented. And when you're disoriented, you become disconnected. Spirituality will become false and fake. It will be as if we just gather in church as a social thing or just a duty. Let it just be that I came to just worship God. No, Christianity is more than the worship of God. Christianity is manifesting the life of Christ on earth. A Christian is the witness of the living God. When someone doesn't know God, when someone is not so sure whether God exists or whether God is real, God doesn't have to do anything. Just send a Christian. When you see a Christian, he's an evidence, a witness that God exists. You're meeting a genuine Christian is all the evidence you need to know that God is alive. He manifests the life of God. The life of Christ. He manifests the wisdom of God. He manifests the power of God. I once met a cultist. And he was speaking lofty words. Lofty words. Lofty words. Forget it. We've been there. We were born in church. We were this. I've seen everything. I said, no problem. I said, just... And the young man, his father was a bishop. He grew up in church playing instruments. So he would still go to a Sunday service, play musical instruments, leave the evening, travel to another place, and go and initiate people into cult. So there was now a disconnection, no reality. The Bible talks about those who have forms of godliness. We all come to church pious. There is a form, all of us are singing, but they are denying the power thereof. Our Christianity is more than a song we sing. Our Christianity is power. Somebody shout power. I told him, I said, no problem. I said, do me a favor. Come to my place. We are having something. I will show you God. Just do me a favor. Just come. And so, the devil made a mistake and he came. He didn't disturb him. Like now, for you to be here today, the devil made a mistake. He would have stopped you from coming. I announce whatever had kept you down in the same level over and over again by this spirit of prophecy, let you go now. Watch. Hayeka. He came and it was a prayer meeting with a few of us, and we were praying. I just came to him and said, thank you for coming. I welcomed him. He noticed that we are praying. He was still doing like this. And because he has attended many prayer meetings and nothing happens in those prayer meetings, so I just lifted my hands and I said, Father, I say, by the power of your spirit, reveal yourself to him. That's all. And I turned. And that's the end. Boy, people were trying to hold him. I said, don't hold him. I said, don't worry. He won't hit his head on the wall. He will roll from here. We finished praying. That prayer lasted for over 2 hours. People left. The people that were in that prayer meeting are here sitting, looking, watching me, listening to me. They left. He was still there. God was dealing with him. I went into my room. When I finished, I came out. He was still there. I went again, came out. He was still there. By the time he was through, they helped him up. I remember taking him through the kitchen to the veranda, the corridor out there. I'll never forget that day. He said, God is real. God is real. I said, now you know. Young lady among us, coming from a family born SS, 4 of them. The word of God comes. God is changing your genotype now. She holds on to that word, runs with it, goes back to go and have a test the next day. It was AA. She said, I've got to double confirm. She goes to another lab, runs another one. She ran back to church with the test results, shouting and crying. And you want to read some books, listen to some people online, and come and argue with me whether Christianity is from Europeans that wanted to colonize. No. There are fake of everything true. When you meet the true one, you will know. You see, the argument about God only stands where there is no power. They brought a young man. The neighbors brought him. Fine looking young man. I was outside after a service like this. They parked my car out there. And I sat down in the car and they brought him. They said, Pastor, you need to see him. And I said, wow. I said, what is that? I said, Pastor, he's tried to commit suicide twice. This time around, he took sniper. But people came in on time and rushed him to hospital. He hates his life. He wants to die. What's that? He said, he's addicted. The family have spent so much millions. Over millions of rehabilitation. One rehabilitation after another. He will go in after spending months, comes out, he relapses. I said, so what do you want me to do for you? He said, he needs help. I said, I can't help you, but I know someone that can help you. Have you given your life to Christ? He said, yes, Pastor. I said, I don't think so. I said, I don't know what you did, but I want to introduce you to the real person. Will you? Say yes. I said, that's all I have to do. If I introduce you and he comes into your heart, that's the end. And that's what the Holy Spirit led me. He didn't lead me to start binding and anything. And that was all. I led him to Christ. The power of God came upon him. Right there outside. And by the time he stood up, they took him back home. A few weeks after he returns, looking different. This was a young man that was doing like this. It was, I said, what is it? He said, is it Mpurumiri? And then I said, what's going on? He said, Pastor, I went back. I took what I had. It was still in my house. Opened it and the appetite was gone. By my hands, I flushed it down. He said, from that day to today, I'm free. What millions in rehabilitation? Oh, taste and see. I don't know who taught you God. And I don't know who introduced you to God. And I don't know what God they introduced you. But if it is the God and the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the heavens and the earth, I know him and I'm known of him. So when he speaks, when God speaks, when God speaks, it's not another. God is not a motivational speaker. God doesn't speak to motivate. God doesn't speak to encourage. No, that's not what he speaks. Yes, he encourages. His word motivates. But that's not the purpose. God speaks to create. He is the creator. His words give life. His words bring what was not existing into existence. Jesus, in John chapter 6, verse 63, says, the words that I speak to you, they are what? Talk to me if you know it. They are what? And they are. So when God said to me, and to us, this is a year of quantum leaps. It was not just for me to shout amen. Then live my normal life. Shout amen. Live my normal life. Get to December 31st. And I see no quantum leaps. God forbid. His word doesn't return to him void. Did you hear what I said? Turn to your neighbor. Hold these or her hands. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Hold that neighbor. I want you to call him by his or her name. Say, the Lord my God. Come on, be a witness wherever you are, all over. Hold that person. Call them by their name. Say, Mr. David. All of you at the gallery, hold those hands. Say, Mr. David. The Lord my God. The one I serve, the God and the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him, is not a man that he should continue with me, nor I'm not hearing you, nor what? That he should what? You know what repent means? He says one thing, he changes his mind about it. No. He is not a man that lies. By these two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible. God cannot lie. Because when God says a thing, what he says becomes what he says. You know, they made a comical movie that illustrated it a little, but though it was comic, I was laughing. I said, whoever wrote this thing understands the principle of the Spirit. Remember Bruce Almighty? That had one time to... when the person that was supposed to be playing the Supreme Being said, you have... how many hands do I have? He said, 10 fingers. He said, you lied. He brought it out. It became 10. He doesn't have the ability to lie because he doesn't inform on the fact. He creates what he says. So if he says you have 2 heads, you say, no, me 2 heads? Better check it, you now have 2 heads. Because what he says creates. God doesn't speak to inform. He speaks to create. When he speaks a word, it becomes what he says. So if you were broke and poor, and God looked at you and called you prosperous, start rejoicing. He's not reporting your condition. He's creating what? Calling those things that be not as though they existed. You've got to know that. So hold your neighbor and read that with understanding. Everywhere, even those of you watching online, maybe you're in your home in UK, in America, and your whole family is watching, and your people are seeing what is going on. Read it together. Everybody, shout that scripture loud. 1, 2, go. Has he said, and will he not do? Has he said, and will he not do it? Has he spoken, and will he not make good of it? So what are we supposed to do with this word? 2 Peter chapter 1. I would like to read from verse 16, but my focus will be from verse 19. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables. That's what people say Christianity is. They say the Bible was written by the rich to oppress the poor. Foolishness on rampage. Stupidity on steroids. And you know, foolishness plus stupidity is empty noise. That's empty vessels make the most noise. Foaming up their foolishness. Speaking of things as if they have knowledge. Of things they know not. A carnal man is trying to pry into spiritual things with carnal mind. It's like trying to fetch a whole ocean, a whole sea with your cup. The created is trying to explain the creator. We have not, we didn't follow cunningly devised fables. There are people who are fake pastors. There are people who are false prophets. And their God is their belly. They do not know God. They've never met Jesus. They put on suits and they use the Bible to their selfish means and for their selfish means. Those are not the people. But I have told people, I said, because there are fake drugs, NAFDAC is always burning containers. Yet people are still going to pharmacy to buy. Someone that still goes to pharmacy to buy drugs, knowing that there are fake drugs, is now saying, I don't believe because there are fake people. Fake people means there are true. You can't describe fake without describing true. It's a comparative word. Nothing will be fake if there was no true to compare it with to say this is fake. So for saying that there is something fake means something true exists. For those of us who believe the real gospel, we did not follow cunningly devised fables. When we made known to you the power, you see, those are no words, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We told you the power of his resurrection, and we told you he's coming again. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Until today, he still has eyewitnesses. Many of us have seen him. Many of us are beholding him. Many of us are hearing him. He spoke to me this morning. He's still speaking to me as I'm here. He's a living spirit. Not fiction that we read in books. When you know him, you will get into a living relationship, life. He becomes real to you. He will speak in your heart. He will lead you. He will direct you. He will work his grace in you. These are not fake. This is not feelings. It's more than feelings. I know the man I used to be. And I know the man I am. And I see the man he's making me into being. And I can see the hand of grace at work. If you've never met Jesus, you would think what we are teaching is nonsense. Find one changed life that will tell you all things have passed away. Find one person that has a testimony, and you'll know. One real believer. Witnesses. Witnesses. Verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such voice came to him, Jesus Christ, from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Verse 18. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. A professor, a senior lecturer, a teacher that was not there when the Big Bang theory happened is teaching science, Big Bang theory. And he's teaching it. And students are writing it and believing. And somebody says, as an atheist, there is no God. It's Big Bang, a collusion that brought it. And you were not there. People are teaching things they were not witnesses. And no practical experiment. For thousands of years, nobody has kept any ape anywhere. Any gorilla that later morphed into a man. For once to prove that this theory somehow might be right. But you have now a gospel that people are saying we are witnesses. We were not told. We were there. We handled this word of life. We saw him rise from the dead. He didn't appear to one or two persons. The Bible said over 500 believers. He appeared to everybody. Everybody saw him. People who were witnesses are telling us this is it. And guess what? Today, we have people, even in the order of Apostle Paul, who didn't meet him physically, but like on the way to Damascus, a light hit them. Today, we have many of us that Jesus have appeared to. We have many of us that he stopped to. And we have living witnesses today that he's alive. That's the message we preach. Not cunning fables. That's why when you're in Lamb and by the mercies of God, I give him glory. What you hear is undiluted gospel. No shenanigans. No shenanigans. No dogmas here. You don't come here and somebody's telling you, lift your seven hands, lift your, shout this thing three times. Those are rituals. God is not known in rituals, he's known in revelation. And by revelation. The word of God rules everything we do. So what is my focus? Look at verse 19. Hold that neighbor. Now, I want you to call that neighbor by his or her name and call it very loud. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Add love son David to him. Say, love son David. Never forget what you're about to hear. From the gallery to the overflow, everybody read that loud. One to go. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed. Which you do well to what? Tell your neighbor, do well to heed. What does heed means? Pay careful attention to it. Watch that word. That's what we saw in the second service. Watch what God is doing. If God says this is your year of quantum leaps, please give heed to it. Don't wake up every day. Live a normal life. Don't even remember. You're not standing on that prophetic word. You're just living life. Whatever you see, you pray, you collect blessings. Don't turn your back and set yourself aside from the grace provided. The grace of God is conveyed through his prophetic word. Do well to heed. God said to Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted? God shows no partiality. Don't be a love son and a partner of Pastor David and Lamb and end this year without your quantum leaps open doors, quantum leaps favors, quantum leaps order of increase, quantum leaps change of levels, quantum leaps liftings and promotions, quantum leaps blessings. Don't. This is not the year for incremental blessings. No. This is not the year of slow little progress. We make progress anyway. We tried. If you're doing that, that's okay. But that's not the best that grace provides for this year. The grace of God is available to lift any man that is ready to do well. To take heed. Do well to heed. As a light that shines in the dark. When the word of God comes, it comes as a light. The entrance of his word gives light. That's how it comes. The word of God is a light unto my feet. A lamp unto. So he gets that. It's a lamp and a light. A lamp and a light. When it comes, it's a light that shines in dark place. Now watch this. When you give heed to it, you meditate on it, you confess it, you keep walking it like I taught you in the second set. You keep walking it, a time will come until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. That's how it works. Young man, come. What's your name? Emmanuel, come. When you wake up tomorrow morning and you don't hear quantum leaps, you wake up next day, you're not hearing quantum leaps. You face the project, what do you do? You're printing? Yes, what's your occupation? You're into real estate. You're facing your real estate project and you're not hearing quantum leaps. When you're not hearing it, what it means is that you are lazy and you've been lazy. You were not giving heed to the prophetic word. So though you have shouted amen when Pastor prophesied it, it has not yet risen as a day star in your heart. Until it rises in your heart as a day star. Listen, anything God says that will manifest in your life must first of all enlighten your heart. It has to rise as a day star. But when you start meditating, watching, giving heed, confessing, walking the word, a time will come that thing will rise. I'm telling you, I'm praying. I was praying for a particular city and state this morning. And as I was praying, the Lord said, don't just pray for that city. And he gave me extra cities that I was going to pray for. And I began to pray for those cities. And I started smiling when he gave me those cities. I said, Quantum Leap, sir. He said, yes, sir. I knew. I live Quantum Leaps. I wake Quantum Leaps. If you are discussing with me, you come to my office. Anything. If you give me a goal, I times it by 10. That my attitude and my plan this year. As we are here, should I tell them, Lord? Should I? Okay. Just wait one more month, I'll tell you. If you see the things we are moving by the Spirit, just wait till October. Some people say, how did it happen? When? That's what you're getting to. So others is a suddenly thing. But the outside is a suddenly. But this thing doesn't happen. There is a process to it. And it doesn't happen because you shouted amen. It's not enough. Raise your hands. Let me bless you now that you're here. Look me in the eyes. Let the light of his glory saturate you. From today, overwhelm this man with your glory, Lord, in such a manner that whatever has resisted you, resisted your walk, resisted your ways, will never again stand your presence in his life. Power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody under the sound of my voice, from today onwards, you're going to start taking heed to the prophetic will, prophetic word of Quantum Leaves. I'll close with the scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. There is something your heart is yearning for. Raise your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. There is something his heart was yearning for. You know, the Bible said, and Peter, has that thing started the way you want it to start? Has it? Come. Has it started? Not the way you expect. Okay, more than now what you expect. Do you understand? Look and leave. Power of the Holy Ghost. Okay, he's going to return in 1 month and tell me. Now, listen. This thing, there is an anointing on me. Whoever it is, raise your right hand. Whoever it is, Kaya da satire. Hey, Kaya ba 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 tosha. Le prende sandale kalabahata. Whatever has been dragging, lagging behind, and yet God has spoken to you concerning that. Today, receives grace for speed. You are not alone. You have the Holy Spirit. He is our helper. From whence does my help come from? Not from senators, not from governors, not from whatever, not from anybody, boss, not from anything, not from my parents. From whence does my head come from? Right now, in that project, in that area of your life, begin to receive help. I engage. engage the power of the Holy Ghost to help you. I engage the power of the Holy Ghost to help you. I engage the power of the Holy Ghost to strengthen you, to establish you, to settle you. In the name of Jesus Christ, to perfect what was lacking, to restore what was lost. Now, in the name of Jesus. Hold that neighbor. Now, when you read son Timothy, call that person love son David at his name. Everywhere you are. Now read. One to go. This child I commit to you. Love son David. According to the prophecies previously. How many of you know there is a prophecy made concerning Lamb? Just being a member of Lamb, a partner with Lamb, makes you a partaker of it. You don't have to be there when God told me. All you have to do, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20, believe in the Lord your God, you will be established. Believe his prophets, you will prosper. According to Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26, this Lord is the one who performs, who works, who confirms the words of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers. This God. So when I am standing not in my name and I speak as I hear as the oracle of God, I speak in the name of Jesus. This God confirms what I say. He performs my counsel because I am not here as myself. I am here as one sent by him. Don't just believe in God, believe his prophets. And if you have a prophet you don't believe, change that prophet first. Never stay in a church you don't believe the pastor. Never sit under a man you do not perceive is God of God, anointed of God. You do not believe his integrity and you do not believe he hears from God. Do you hear me? But once you have a man and you submit, believe. Get me back to Timothy chapter 1. That's where we close. Read to your neighbor, one to go. This child, beloved son David, according. No, add it. Say, according to the prophecy that this is a year of quantum leaves. Say, by this prophecy, wage the good warfare. You stay till January till now. You're not seeing. It's like I gave that illustration. Like Falcons that just played, Nigerian Falcons, the ladies team that just finished there and won the African Championship. They were losing. First half, 2-0. I could imagine what was happening in their dressing room during the halftime. They go tell and say we be Niger babes. Niger, no, they carry last. It's not over yet. This can't be the end of the game. They remind themselves how many times their predecessors have won this. So sometimes, like David, you have to remember, I killed the bear. I killed the lion. You've got to remember, God told me that it happened. This one too will happen. You've got to remember. You've got to remember God's been good. You've got to remember they reminded themselves. They charged out. And in the second, we're in the second half of this year. Are you watching this year go like that? Another prophecy go like that without you carrying the evidence? Another word for the year that you're quoting but you are not manifesting? another word that you didn't see in your family, you didn't see in your place of work, you didn't see in your business, you didn't see concerning your visions, you didn't see in your ministry, you didn't see in your self-family, you didn't see in your department, another, you didn't see it in the fellowship. Every time you're just running it like that, you want to end where you were last year. You want to end this year like where you started this year when you are giving a word. And somebody's asking, Pastor, what must I do? Wage a good warfare. It's war. We go to war with prophecy. And what's the war? Look at the next verse. So I will leave you to go to war for a minute now. What's the next verse? Verse 19. Want to go? Having war. With what? A good God. Which some having rejected, consigning the faith, have suffered. No matter the storms, you won't suffer shipwreck. The storm may rage as much as it wants. If the water doesn't enter inside the boat, that same storm will deliver it where it's going to. I hear the Lord tell me, you are reaching your destination. The prophetic destiny of the Lord according to election of grace in your life shall stand. It shall not be delayed. What God has planned in your life as he gave us this prophetic word shall be evidently manifest in your life. By December 31st this year, you will be a living testimony of quantum leaps blessings. You will be a living testimony. Tell your neighbor, my level is changing. My level is changing. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Wage war. Didn't tell you to fight the devil. No, he said faith. Somebody say faith. According to what is written, we having the same spirit of faith. I believed and therefore I spoke. So we also believe and therefore. So how do I wage war? Radically speaking, I believe this is my year of quantum leaps. I receive, and I'm doing morning, day, and night. If it is not seeing it happening as fast as I want, I start saying it 7 times a day. I set my alarm on my phone. It won't take me 3 minutes per time. I pray in the spirit, stir up the anointing within me, and I begin to make war. If there is anywhere the enemy is stealing from you, anywhere you're lagging behind, anywhere that it seems you're stuck or you're stagnant, oh, you say you're a liar, devil. I know whom I have believed. I have a word from God, and the word of God is life. I lay hold of that eternal life. I begin to command. Don't talk to God, war. Don't talk to God, war. I command, begin to move. I command quantum leaps, order of blessings, multiplication, increase. Stop sitting down and wishing that things will change. Life is unfair for wishers. Life is only fair for takers. If you want to have life, you take. And faith doesn't wait. Faith takes. Faith doesn't wish. Faith takes. Faith doesn't complain. You take. It's war. It's war. It's a fight of faith. If you're too quiet, you'll be robbed. If you're too quiet and looking, things will pass you by. The kingdom suffers violence. Only those who know the violence of faith takes it by force. Oh, some people are already warring. Let me give you a few more seconds to war. I don't want to stop you. There are some people that don't mind if anybody else is walking them. if their neighbor is speaking, he doesn't mind. They don't have head mentality. They know there is a place calling for me. Greatness is calling for me. Destiny is calling for me. Oh, prophetic visions calling for me. Bigger dreams calling for me. Hey, greater heights calling for me. I can't stay here. It's time to move. And I know how to move. By faith, I wage a good warfare. Lift those hands and thank you. Stop talking to God about what He has already released. Stop begging God to help when He already given you the Holy Spirit. Be strong in the grace that has been given. Be strong in the power of His might. Go to war. Talk to creation. Command devils to clear out of your way. And as you finish talking, and you keep talking, and continue to talk, no matter what you see, we walk by faith and not by. You are talking and it seems it's not working. Now lie. Keep talking. If you won't stop talking, you're coming back with a testimony. And you're not talking, it's not positive confession, it's faith programmation. You're speaking what you have believed. You're standing on the prophetic word. Now, what must you do next? Faith without works. As you keep talking, start behaving the way you're talking. If you attempt something you're very convinced God moved your heart to do and it doesn't work, attempt it again, but the second time increase it. Some things won't work until you take it to the level that can stir God's power. It means you're dreaming too little. If I set a goal of 1,000 and I go, it doesn't work, I come back, I set 2,000. I try it again. It doesn't work. I set 3,000. I go again. Listen. Refuse to be limited. Refuse to be limited. Do not fear little. It's quantum leaps. Give Him praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.